Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's the Declip Show. I'm your host, the only one that Chuck Norris mustache follows on Twitter, the king of comedy, Dakota. And my co-host ain't here tonight, so I kicked her to the curb and got us two new guests. One's going to be my host, so Dalton, I'm even going to introduce you, bro. Just jump right into this shit.
What up? What it do?
You've been here before, you know what to say.
Do what? Sorry about that.
I said, you've been here before, bro. You know what to say. Jump right in this shit.
Hell yeah, dude. What's going on? How's it going?
Great, dude. How you doing today?
Man, what is today? Oh, it's Wednesday.
Yeah, it's another day. I don't know. Wednesday, Thursday, something like that.
Doing pretty good. Getting ready to go to Colorado and fly out in the morning. So I'm pretty glad I got to come on the show before I do that. Very nice.
Yeah. Glad you guys time out to come on tonight.
Hell yeah, dude. Always make time for the Dakota Show.
Right? Well, that's what it's going to be tonight, pretty much, is the Dakota Show. So, before we introduce our guest tonight, let's why don't you give us a little update on your situation and everything that we went over last time you were on?
Yeah, man. So, I had a couple of donors go up to Methodist in Memphis. One of them happens to not be a match, but I do have good news that there is a new way that I can get transplanted, and that's with a type A kidney. So anybody that's a type A out there, hit me up, Dalton Hadley on Facebook, Sunkey TV on YouTube. You can get me on Instagram at dmoney921, Firecracker, hit us all up. And
you hit me up, I can get the message.
So anybody that's A, B plus, or A type 2, y'all can fuck with me.
So A and A type 2.
Yes.
All right. So you guys heard it. If you guys know anybody, hit us up. We got this shit. Now, before we start talking about food, because that's what tonight's episode is going to be about, and in case anybody who missed the reason why tonight's episode is about food is, I went on a rant about KFC's fake-ass chicken they got now last week. So just give you guys a heads up. Let's not talk about the fake-ass chicken now, the plant chicken bullshit they got. Fucking Kentucky fake chicken going down. But anyways, our guest tonight, man, he's a best way to put it, he's like a renaissance man. He's done a lot over his short lifetime. He's a pretty chill dude. Let's see here. He's fought in MMA. He's a chef. He's a businessman. He's a lady slayer. He's the one and only David Firecracker Smith. Join us, man.
What's up, bro? How's it going?
Pretty good, dude. How you doing today?
Dude, I'm doing great, man. Like Dalton said, we're getting everything ready, doing some last-minute packing for Colorado. We'll be there by noon tomorrow.
Oh, hell yeah. You want to tell us why you guys are going up that way, or?
Man, no, we're just going to take the weekend off. We both have pretty busy schedules. He's got dialysis a lot, and then when he's not doing that, he's at the restaurant. And then I've got two jobs, so we're just going to take the weekend and just relax, go check out some good views, enjoy everything the beautiful state Colorado has to offer.
Some of that green stuff up in that beautiful state?
They say something about that.
I know what I do when I'm in Colorado, in California. And a few other places around the world, but, you know.
You must be in Colorado right now.
Yeah. Right, right.
Let's talk about this food shit going on, dude. We got a lot of issues with food. Like, first off, people are opening them up and licking on them in the stores. That's not good. And then most of it's, like, pretty unhealthy, to say the least.
But So you're totally against people opening the ice cream and licking it in the stores and putting it back? Because I'm against that shit,
too.
No,
I'm not against it. I didn't say I was against it.
So you're for going around licking ice cream and putting it back on shelves?
They could have. I do it every day. It's just a thing.
Well, you heard that, Colorado. Dalton's coming up there to lick your ice cream. All right. And putting him back on the shelves before he leaves, because that's how he rolls on a daily basis.
Dakota, have you ever tried Rocky Mountain oysters?
Nah, I'm good on some bull balls, bro.
Dude, we thought about trying them just to see if it's all what it's cracked up to be.
Really?
Yeah,
how would
I
you guys
know.
Even, like, prepare
right,
those? Like, how do you guys even, like, cook those?
David just said we, and he's been the only one considering
it.
Don's like, there's no we in this, all right? So if you guys were going to make them, how would you guys make them? Like, blow them?
Oh, my God. I don't know if I'd even do that.
Fry them? How the hell would you do it?
I would try to cook it the best way to cover up what it could even possibly be. So it'd be like frying it, probably. I'd fry it with a bunch of batter.
I would start off by teabagging them in some egg wash.
Oh, shit. I think that's the first for this show, guys. Teabagging egg wash.
No, dude, they say they have really good food, though, like alligator and rattlesnake, bison, elk.
Crazy.
Kind of stuff. Like, yeah. You're a vegetarian, right? Vegan?
Yeah, you know it. I got this body, I got eating healthy. I eat these stuff that vegans don't eat. I think more people should go vegan and vegetarian. That's more meat for me. So that's all good.
They're eating our food.
Right. So speaking of Rocky Mountain oysters or whatever, in Turkey, they have something they call kak yama. I know I'm about to freaking slaughter this. Yamurchasisitiri? That's some kind of shit. Anyways, it's ram balls.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy. How do they cook those up?
I didn't really say. That's why I was asking about the oyster or the Rocky Mountain oyster thing, because I was trying to get an idea of how to do the ram balls. I'm saying we throw some salt on those fuckers, a little bit of ketchup, call it an afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
Make
That's
a taco
wild.
Out of it. Eat a ram ball taco.
That's dope. Where did you say that was out of?
That's out of Turkey. And shout out to our Turkey listeners out there.
Okay.
Which, by the way, I still have no idea how I got a bunch of Turkey listeners, guys. Like, they just keep coming.
That's awesome.
I think if you just mention Turkey on anything, they just like, oh, shit, they're talking about us. And they just like, listen.
Shout out, Turkey.
Like, I'm going to be sitting there talking shit right now. They probably don't even understand a word I'm saying. But yet they're hitting like and listening to this shit. So, go Turkey.
He's a funny little American guy.
Yeah, they're like,
they're like, it's that funny fat guy, huh? Or
like,
maybe
funny cunny fat.
Or maybe like old school Saturday Night Live is just now getting over there, and they think I'm Chris Farley. Because you know how sometimes places are behind others. Maybe they're like stuck in the '90s TV wise, man, and they're just thinking I'm like Chris Farley's ghost or some shit going down.
Say they offer you a million to move to Turkey and be like the most funniest guy over
there. I'm there. I'm in right now. Turkey, give me $1 million. I'm there.
There it is. Turkey,
$1 million and 2 ounces of weed. Figured out enough to cover me while I'm over there. Some of that Turkish weed. So, okay, we talked about you guys going to Colorado. We talked about the stuff you guys are going to do up there. Let's see, you know, like, try some of that good green stuff and whatnot. I mean, go skiing, because that's what everybody does when they're in Colorado, go skiing. You guys want to get into that a little bit?
Dude, definitely do, but I'm not
I feel
sure
like you're more of a snowboarder. I feel like you're more of a snowboarder
yeah.
guy.
You
don't know why.
Consent
snowboarding.
I think,
snowboarding is more your thing.
I think you called it, honestly. If I seen myself doing it, I'd see like a Shaun White in me or something,
right.
you know?
Right.
Pretty badass.
I think that's the only snowboarder I know by name, but yes.
When I say skiing, I should say sledding, because we're definitely going to be doing some, like, Tennessee sledding or fucking anything we can go down the mountain. Dalton says it's, like, crazy expensive to go snowboarding. So.
Yeah, I think it's, like, $500 to go snowboarding or something.
I don't know about
probably,
that.
It's probably like that right there in Aspirin or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Probably.
I want to see Aspirin.
Yeah,
that
would
yeah.
be crazy.
Right. It's not that far from like Colorado Springs and all that.
We'll
be like
in
right
Denver.
In
shout out that's, Denver, you know.
Right. It's the next little town over.
Because we gave you that shout out, we should be able to walk through. Sign jerseys.
Key to the city.
Damn. So, you guys nervous about flying? Because, you know, how
dude,
shit is now here.
Dude. Yeah.
Have you guys ever flown before? Or?
I went to Disney World when I was younger and had a Make-A-Wish. And they've flown us out there. But it was only an hour flight. This one's going to be three.
Ooh.
Dude, I've never flew before. I'm terrified. Everybody
oh,
in my
shit.
Family, all my family called me up. Was like, yo, like, just fucking telling me all the negative shit.
Make sure,
crazy.
This is a real thing, dude, because I've flown a few times. Make sure to take some gum with you, so when you take off, to chew it, and it'll make your ears not pop.
Heck yeah, I heard gum and water. I don't know what the water would
yeah.
do, but I was told that'll help out.
But, yeah, otherwise you're going to be, like, trying to get your hearing for, like, the first day over there.
That would suck. Hey, you should just load up and go with us.
I'm down. I'm there. Let's go right now. Fuck the podcast. We're going to Colorado, guys.
Shit, we'll shoot a podcast. Broadcasting live
in
Colorado.
We'll just do a live, the whole trip, yeah, a live trip to Colorado, the whole podcast.
Day to day.
It's like, what did you guys do today? hold on. First, I went snowboarding, right? Oh, shit.
What about
these pool balls, yo? All right, let's get into some weird foods from around the world. Y'all give me y'all's opinion on it. Y'all are the pros. Y'all are the professional chefs. So you guys tell me how you guys would cook them yourself, and let me know what you guys think. All right, first off, Japan. Tuna eyeballs.
I would throw them away. No, I would throw them and make a broth out of them. And then turn it into some ramen.
Okay, all right. What would you do it, Dave?
You know what I'm going to do? Head sushi chef. I'll say, thank you, TV, YouTube. No, I'm going to, I would play with it like caviar. Maybe mix it in with some caviar. And then I'd make a nice sushi roll with it. Put that on
okay,
top.
All right. Well, the way they usually do it there is they boil and steam it, and they season it with either garlic or, like, a soy sauce.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know how good that would actually be right there, because that doesn't sound good at all. Soy sauce on some tuna eyeballs.
That's weird. I wonder if they're big. I've never seen a tuna eyeball.
That's a good question. You gotta check. I'll check into that.
Have you seen the eyeball on a sandwich? Oh, my bad. Those things are humongous.
On a what?
Like a salmon, like we had at Smarter's.
Oh, yeah, those fuckers. Holy shit. You seen the videos where they, like, jump in the boats and shit as they're, like, going up the river?
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah.
Like, that'd be crazy. Fucking rafting, next thing you know, a fucking salmon pops you in the fucking head and shit.
Well, dude, that that cooking competition that me and Dalton, when I was telling you about that earlier, that we used an invasive species. It was called carp, and it's like they flooded like the Tennessee River, and yeah, that's what they'll do. Like fishers will go riding down the river on their boat, and they'll just like jump out of the water and slap them in the face, cut you up pretty bad.
So speaking of this cooking contest, you want to tell us a little bit about that, guys? Because way I take it, it was your guys' first contest you guys entered, and you guys won it.
Yeah,
it was actually the first one they'd ever had, dude.
It was the first.
It was the jumpfish. Something like jumpfish. Jamboree, yeah.
Now, are you guys going back this year to defend your titles, or?
Oh, yeah, we won $1,000 off that. We're going to get it again.
Definitely.
Oh, hell yeah. You guys heard it here first, guys. Don't even enter it. They're going to freaking dominate it already, so.
We already know what we're going to make. I wish we could tell you, but.
Yeah,
it's going to be great.
Don't tell me later. It's all right. I'll leak it the day before. That's how shit works in entertainment nowadays.
We went up against some really good chefs out there, too, bro. Like, shout out Brandon Anderson. We got to compete against him. That was really nice. And you can follow him at Dalsy's Catering. But we're coming back to defend the title for sure, and we're pretty much gonna win. So
pretty much gonna
we're
win.
Gonna get the money again.
Yeah, I heard it here first. They're pretty much gonna win. That's a nice way of saying y'all fuck off. We're gonna win. He's just trying to be modest about it, guys. As Dalton being modest about it, you know, they're gonna win. So don't even.
Dude, last time was so funny. We won off of like a little $20 grill. Screwed up a little can of propane. Yeah, we made carp sliders. Made like little mini burgers and put a chipotle mayo on there and pickled red onions. And we like stuffed the carp burgers with a provolone cheese. So they were pretty bomb.
All that sounds good with the mayo part, but you know the rest of it sounded pretty good.
Oh, dude, you hate mayonnaise. I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's my my kryptonite. I got some on my hand at work the other day, and I wanted to chop my hand off. That's how bad I don't like mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise and chocolate, right?
I'm allergic to chocolate. I can't have. Everybody always reminds me of like I have chocolate. Fucking hate.
Is that white chocolate?
All the good
dark
food.
Chocolate.
It's all chocolate, man. Or you know me though. You know me. I do dip in some of that dark chocolate sometimes.
I'll never forget the color.
Anyways, back to the show, guys. In Laos, they make a white ant egg soup. It's supposed to taste like shrimp.
It's a what now?
A white ant egg soup.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I've never heard of a white ant, so.
Where I come from, we just call that rice.
Damn, bro. This guy, where I come from, they call it rice.
What other ones you got, Dakota?
All right. We got in Greenland, there's something called muckatuck, and it is frozen whale skin and blubber, served raw or pickled.
Wait, what did you say?
In Greenland, they have something called muck tuck, And it's frozen whale skin and blubber. And it's served raw or they pickle it?
Yeah, they some freaks. They some little freaks out there for that.
Well, the whale skin itself is supposed to taste like a hazelnut.
See, I mean, I can't knock that. That's a, I mean, I haven't tried it, so, I mean, if they eat it, it might be good. I don't see why somebody would just eat nasty stuff.
Right.
If a couple people agree, it might be all right.
How do you feel about, like, the first person to try this food, though? Like, who do you think the first guy's like,
yeah.
Dude, I mean, nah. I'm eating fish eyes. That sounds better than fucking fish. Or
you know,
I'm going to go
think,
up to that ram and chop his balls off, bro. That's what I'm eating.
Survive,
right?
Like, hopefully they just had to survive and they just had to do
that. Yeah, but, if I'm in Turkey and I kill a ram, first thing in my mind ain't going to be like, I'm chopping his balls off and eating them.
if that was the only
I was like,
thing,
oh, we're having some takoyama stuff at the night.
If you went through the whole thing and that's all you had left and didn't have to kill, would you do it?
Nah, I ain't putting no balls in my mouth, man. It's kind of awkward. I don't think I could, honestly. Like, I don't know, like, if I was, like, starving, end of the world type of shit, fuck it. Who knows what animals I might eat the balls off of at that point. But thinking about it, I'm not thinking I'm going to go around eating ram balls.
Would you eat a human or would you eat balls?
Oh, damn. Hit me with something like that, huh? Wait, we're not talking like human balls, right? Damn, dude. Fuck it. I guess I'll throw some ketchup on a ram ball and find out what the fuck it tastes like. A little barbecue sauce on it, I guess. Call it an afternoon. And then, I told you guys about the ram balls in Turkey. Okay, last but not least, in Iceland, they got something called hot curl. And there's a weird way to prepare it. So to prepare it, you have to first gut and behead a Greenland shark, place in a shallow grave, and cover with rocks and stones. Leave for 2 to 3 months, then you dig it up, you cut it into strips, you dry it for about, it says, for several more months. And before you serve, they tell the first-time triers to, like, hold their nose and not to gag because it's supposed to taste real bad. So I don't get why people would eat that.
What's it called again?
It is called hot coral. H-A-K-A-R-L.
Honestly, dude, it had a cool name and then you described it and I threw up in my mouth.
Right?
Oh, my
like,
goodness.
You know how bad that has to smell?
Like,
after, like, because it says let it dry. So it's
going to
take about a six-month process. Yeah, that, and plus it's like a six-month process of letting this shit sit out and dry.
It's just like sitting out. So how the hell can that be good? Like, no. I don't know, bro.
To the pros, how would you guys, after preparing it, how would you guys serve it?
Dude, I would just, like,
Okay, here's a better
itself?
Question.
The shark itself or after it's done?
Okay, I got a better question because after you do the process, it's probably not much, the meat taste is probably going to be nasty. What would you serve with it?
A whole fucking dish so they can just eat it and then leave that.
You like some Alfredo or something better than that shit?
Yeah, just...
And like I serve a pizza because that shit fucking
serve it with
so
cheese.
right shit dude fucking so you guys own a sushi business, tell us how that's going.
Oh, that's going great. Thankful to social media. It's been all over Facebook. People have been saying like really good things about us. So, yeah, it's grew really quick. We had our busiest day. last weekend. I think it was Valentine's Day. We were so busy.
Yeah, I've only heard positive things, guys, so keep it up. I mean, I'm proud of you two for that.
Yeah. They can't bring him back, gas station.
We got about 3 minutes left of the show, guys. Anything you guys want to promote? Anything of that nature?
Yeah, man. Just follow me on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Snapchat. You can get me at Instagram, DMoney921. Follow me at Dalton Hatley on Facebook and DMoney on YouTube.
So, DMoney, when's your first album coming out?
Dude, it's dropping in 2 months.
Oh, it better. I'm going to be disappointed. You're just telling me that, aren't you?
Got you.
And, David, how do we get in touch with you, man?
You can find me. I've recently started a YouTube channel. We got a few videos on there. You can find me on YouTube.
I watch that shit, so shout out to that, guys. And y'all need to go check out their YouTube channel. It's good shit going down.
Appreciate it, bro. Yeah, Sunkey TV. And then you can find me on Facebook, David Smith. Instagram, Firecracker125. Yeah, I appreciate it, guys. And thank you again, Dakota, for having me on.
Oh, anytime, bro. And before the show ends, I do have a question since we're live on air. How did you get the Firecracker nickname, man? I know it goes back to your MMA days, but how did that come about?
It was really a joke. I really didn't know what to go by. I've never had a nickname. One of my close buddies that was fighting also, he was the Nick Dynamite Davis. And we were just like always together. I was the little bomb, I guess. I don't know. He made it as a joke, and we just kind of like ran with it. The Firecracker.
That's what's up, dude. And for the listeners that didn't know, David used to be an MMA fighter. I'm not sure how many years ago. That was about a few years back,
yeah,
right?
It's been a while, man.
Have you thought about getting back into it, or?
Probably not. I don't know where I ever found the time. To be really good at that, I mean, you've got to be dedicated. You've got to build a lifestyle around it. This really wasn't the lifestyle I was trying to live.
You heard it, ladies. This man can kick ass and make some freaking omelets, so hit him up.
You can find our sushi page on Facebook at Sunkey Sushi and Hibachi.
Hell yeah. And I definitely need to get down there and try some, guys.
Man, come try it. People love the egg rolls. We have, like, this sweet chili sauce. We make all of our sauces in-house, too. People go crazy over the sweet chili. That and the yum yum.
Yum yum. Is that kind of like Bang Thai sauce?
It's a little different.
A little different.
It's still a mate.
It's mayo based. It's like a sweet peach mayo.
Well, you lost me, guys. I don't want to hear about it. Whatever. Anyways, we got about 45 seconds left. It's been an honor to have you two on the show tonight. Y'all have a safe trip to Colorado. Try not to do anything I wouldn't do while you guys are up there. So, I don't know. That means just bang a bunch of chicks and smoke some weed or something for me. Let me know how your snowboarding goes, with quotation marks as I say snowboarding. But yeah, y'all have a safe trip. David, try not to panic your first time on a plane, man. Dalton, if he does, record that shit.
Yeah, that guy.
You're going viral, baby.
But, yeah, guys, about. Oh, anytime, guys, anytime. And thank you guys for. Oh, yeah, and thank you guys for tuning in tonight, guys. Tune in Friday for Roasting the World, same our usual time. So, and if Sherry's not there, I guess I'll come by myself. And the little voice just said we got about 7 seconds, so. Let's end the show with everybody have a good one, and yeah, whatever. Peace out.
Peace.